In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friends, St. Paul tells us today, rejoice in the Lord always. Do we? Do we find our joy in the Lord and his love for us? Or do we rather look for joy from creatures? We know that the human soul can't live long in sorrow. And we know, too, that this world is rightly called the Vale of Tears. We're surrounded by challenges, obstacles, stressors, and difficulties. Some are small, and others are great. But all of us face reasons for sorrow on a daily basis. The question is, what do we do in the face of those sorrows? Do we look to the Lord, or do we look to creatures to be our remedy for sorrow and the source of our joy? Sometimes I think that our forebears had an advantage here. After all, they didn't have a billion distractions beamed instantly into their homes as we have. They couldn't flee down a YouTube rabbit hole or scroll for hours and hours on Facebook or watch the latest B-movie on Netflix. They didn't have pantries full of junk food and refrigerators full of beer and cabinets full of scotch. They didn't have the nicest, newest automobiles or bulging stock portfolios, and we could multiply examples here. In their deprivation, they were compelled to learn how to seek consolation and joy in a better and more perfect and more satisfying source. Indeed, in the only source which really does satisfy us. Of course, I mean our Lord himself. But then again, maybe it wasn't so much better back in the day. As early as the 4th century, some Christians felt compelled to flee the world into the desert. For that matter, St. John the Baptist, whom we encounter in the Gospel today, chose to live in the wilderness among the most remarkably ascetical conditions. Is that what we have to do also? Is the only way to find our joy in the Lord to shun entirely the creatures which can bring us a lesser and less permanent degree of happiness? No. We don't have to divorce ourselves entirely from all material things in order to fix our hearts on the Lord. But we do need to learn genuine detachment if we are ever to find true joy. Here's a good test. Am I using this thing, the phone, the computer, the Twix bar, the French fries, the beer, whatever it may be, am I using this thing to relieve my sorrow? If so, it's too much. Even if it seems moderate by the standards of the world, it's too much. If it's occupying a place in our hearts that should be held by God. But if we're using the good things of the world to manifest a joy which has already come to us from God, then we are probably doing okay. It really is good to feast. I mean, literally, to have a party on the great feast days. And it really is good to fast, literally to be hungry on the fasting days including, for example, the Ember Days, which come around again this week. And the rest of the time, it's good to live in the middle, in a state of genuine detachment from creatures. Then, when we're confronted by the sorrow from which we can no longer flee, we will learn to look to the Lord, in whom alone true joy may be found. Friends, on this Rejoice Sunday, let's rejoice in the Lord, in whom alone is all our delight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.